Lesson 25. God's Promise to David. Thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Aim: to show that God's promise to David is for an everlasting kingdom with Christ as the king. David wants to build a house for God. God had given King David peace in all the land so that no nation wanted to fight with Israel. One day, as he sat on his throne, David thought of his own fine house. He thought of the strong cedar walls around him. He thought, too, of the Ark of God, the place where God showed his presence to his people. It was still in the tabernacle, a tent of cloth hangings and curtains. David thought he would like to build a house for God, a fine building where the people of Israel could worship and sacrifice. So David spoke to the prophet Nathan. When Nathan heard his idea, he was pleased and said, "Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee." He had not asked God. But during that night, God spoke to Nathan. He told Nathan that David was not the one to build God's temple. David had been a man of war, and lots of men had died in his battles. But he would have a son who would be made a man of peace. That son was Solomon, and his name means peaceable. It was God's purpose that Solomon should build a temple for God. However, God was very pleased with David for wanting to serve him in this way. He made a wonderful promise to David. God's promise to David. This is the promise God made. After David had died, a great, great, great grandson of David's would be king. This special son would build God a house, and God would make him king over it forever. This special son of David would also be the son of God. He would suffer pain and sorrow, but God's mercy would always be with him. David himself would be raised from the dead to see his son reign on his throne forever. The Promised Son. That special son promised to David is none other than Jesus Christ, who was born long after David died, over 2,000 years ago. God is the father of Jesus. His mother, Mary, was a descendant of King David. So Jesus was son of God, as well as son of David. Jesus suffered and died, just as God had told David. He died and rose from the dead, so that those who obey God can be raised from the dead also. God's mercy was always towards his son, as it is all to all those who love him. Now Jesus Christ is in heaven. He eagerly awaits the time when God shall send him to the earth to be king forever. Then this wonderful promise which God gave David will be fulfilled. David himself will be raised from the dead and given eternal life. Those who love God look forward to that time when the Lord Jesus Christ will build God's house in Jerusalem. The Promised House of God. In God's kingdom, there will be a beautiful temple built in Jerusalem. All nations will come to worship there and to learn righteousness. But God's house is not just a building. God's house is the ecclesia. It is made up of people who love and obey him. David is thankful. When David heard the wonderful promise, he was overwhelmed. He really felt that he did not deserve such glorious blessings. For the rest of his life, he thanked God continually. So David prayed to God, saying, "And let thy name be magnified forever, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee." Lesson for us. David was obedient and always thankful to God, so God loved him and made him wonderful promises. God's promises are sure and certain. They always come to pass. If we obey God and are always thankful to him, he will bless us too. We shall live in God's kingdom with people like David and with the Lord Jesus Christ forever being our king. Remember these points. 1. David wanted to build a house for God, but God told him that his son would do this. 2. God made a wonderful promise to David. 3. This promise was that a special son yet to be born would also be God's son and would be a king forever. 4. God promised David that he would be raised from the dead to see this special son. 5. The special son promised is the Lord Jesus Christ.